So we read from Srila Prabhupada's books that many people, that he often vehemently criticizes, say, Mayavadis. So we also develop that judgmentality. So what can we do about it? This is a very important question. In fact, my tomorrow's class is going to be entirely devoted to judgmentality within bhakti, what role it plays and what role it should not play. But I'll answer briefly now. The important point is that Srila Prabhupada, at an individual level, was very courteous with people. You know, at one time when Prabhupada was sick in America, one Mayavadi sannyasi came to meet him. And the devotee was surprised. And Prabhupada told the devotee, get up, get a chair for him. And Prabhupada offered him a seat and he discussed very courteously. Even before he started his mission, when he was staying at the Mishra Yoga studio. At that time, Prabhupada was cooking for them. They were staying together. And Prabhupada could have just cooked for himself. But Prabhupada, there is a culture. You know, in any cultured family, if there are two members staying in the same house, you don't just eat alone. So Prabhupada was cooking, he would cook for him also. And over there eating, they would have vigorous debates. But Prabhupada, as a culture, he was very, very courteous. So unfortunately for many of us, that the way Prabhupada spoke, that is, Prabhupada's vani is available widely. But Prabhupada's behavior or Prabhupada's conduct is often not adequately highlighted. And that is the first point, that Prabhupada at an individual level was very courteous with everyone, including Mayavadis. Secondly, many of Srila Prabhupada's strong statements, they come in his conversations, which were primarily meant for his disciples. So I just once went through Vedabase looking at Prabhupada's purports, the Prabhupada's written work. And then I searched how many times does Prabhupada use the word fools or rascals. You know, and how many times does Prabhupada use the word Krishna? So fool, rascal doesn't even come more than a few hundred times. Just like, not even 100 times actually. Only in Prabhupada's written works. And Krishna comes thousands of times. So in Prabhupada's personal conversations, those words come much stronger. The reason for that is that Prabhupada also knew his books are going to go to everyone. Whereas now for the devotees who are very young and they were filled with many different conceptions, so Prabhupada wanted to make things clear for them, categorical for them. So often education progresses, you know, this is black, this is white. That's how you learn. And then after that you learn, oh, there are shades of grey also. Now, if you start from beginning itself, we start telling that there are so many shades of grey, then there's a problem. So Prabhupada had that point. He wanted to make things, the basics, clear to people. But after that, there were many shades and nuances which, for example, every impersonalist is not a Mayavadi. There are Brahmavadis also. And most people who even claim to be following a leader who is Mayavadi, they are actually themselves not Mayavadis. They are not there because of the philosophy. They're just because they heard about that leader, they liked maybe some quotes of that leader, or they found that religious organization giving them some cultural continuity, some sense of belonging to a larger community, and that's how they came there. So we don't have to label people. Everyone is an individual, and by recognizing that just because people are associated with certain organization does not mean that they are following that organization's philosophy entirely. So we need to very much avoid judgmentality. So Prabhupada was compassionate, not judgmental. And there is definitely an aspect of what we call as discernment, which is required. And that will be a topic of the future classes. So we are not saying that not being judgmental means everything is all right. That is not the point. But judgmental means that conducting ourselves in such a way that people who are not all right lose all desire to become all right. Because they feel, you people are so self-righteous. I don't want to become like you. So that should not be done. That's what judgmentality doesn't mean, a naive, non-criticality, unthinking acceptance of everything as all right. That's not what non-judgmentality is. Non-judgmentality is actually sensitivity by which we facilitate people to come to Krishna from wherever they are without expecting them to make radical overnight changes. So that's what non-judgmentality is about. Does it address the question? Thank you. Yes, Mataji.
Are there any I struggle, like, from what you said, I believe in